Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we're entering the official week of Thanksgiving, which jumps without caution into the Christmas season of giving and, unfortunately, Black Friday greed. But let's concentrate today on thankful. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my family. And although it appears to be a dysfunctional family, I'm thankful for my nation, for my country. Thankful for the opportunities life provides and God allows. Thankful for the patriots that keep battling for liberty and freedom of religion. I'm thankful to my Lord Jesus Christ, his love, his mercy, and oh yes, the constant forgiveness he bestows upon me. I'm thankful for those who are bold and stand up for not only what is right, but for what is righteous. As our nation seems to have lost its way, a family that is inside, outside, upside down, our Lord is forever our constant. That son wrote a song, and that's what it's called, My Constant. God is constant, never changing. Today I have a guest that I promised you was coming, and she might think herself to be just another woman, just another wife, a mother, but she is extraordinary in the things that she's done, using her talents to glorify the Lord and to encourage others, lead others to Him, nurture her family and encourage others, moms and dads as well. She's a busy lady, and I'm so thankful that she's spending this hour with us. Sam Sorbo, from modeling to actress to wife to mother, but always a Christian first. At least that's my perception. We welcome you, Sam, to CSC Talk Radio again this morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm thankful to be here with you today. How about that?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Can I tell you, Thanksgiving is it's got to be right up there. I think it's my favorite holiday, actually.
It is my favorite.
Right, and the reason that it's my favorite is because the whole nation turns a grateful eye upward. Mm-hmm. Even people who don't believe in God have to express thanks today, and I just love that because basically a lot of people don't really understand the genesis of the Thanksgiving holiday, mm-hmm. but the Thanksgiving holiday is a grateful nation thanks the sovereign Lord, mm-hmm. and I just love that.
I do too. I do too. And I know not everyone has the warm family that they get to go and visit, or has the opportunity that they are in a place where they can go and visit family.
Right.
But we all can do something to serve. I've got a girlfriend that, she came in from out of state, and now she's a grandmother, and her kids are pretty close right here, and they have Thanksgiving together. But her husband was always working on Thanksgiving, and so she took that opportunity, which I so admired of her, because I kind of felt like maybe I was a little more selfish because I wanted my family and my house all around me. She took that time with her two children while her husband was working to help serve in the local mm-hmm. Nutrition center, to help serve those who weren't as fortunate, couldn't go home, or didn't have families to go to. I admired her for that. I thought she did such an awesome job. And teaching her children, you know, what that taught her children. You know, we're not going to sit here and whine because we can't go to grandma's house. We're going to go serve someone else, which the Lord teaches us to serve. Now, you've had a big blessing and something to be thankful for, and I think we're all thankful for this, and that's the movie that Let There Be Light that is doing really well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's what's really amazing is the responses that I'm getting from people who see the movie, and I'm just so thrilled that it's a movie that touches hearts and souls, and I'm so thrilled that I've been able to be a part of that and to bring people hope, because that's really what the movie's about. And people leave the theater uplifted and hopeful. And, you know, we live in some dark, there's some dark moments in our times right now. And so this film is really, I brought it out to help people, and it's doing that. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting, and I have not got to see it yet. I'm embarrassed to say.
Oh,
I have.
No.
I know. I have watched the trailers over and over again, but I have, and it, you know, they make me cry. So I don't know. I'd probably have to take a whole box of Kleenexes to the movie theater. But I really want to encourage my listeners to find out where it is in your area and get there to see it, because it was it just keeps going. You thought it was just going to be a short, but the Lord has provided. People are hungry for this. They're hungry for the encouragement. They're hungry for the word.
Yeah.
They're hungry to know for the. They're hungry for that hope. That hope that's
right.
In that movie. Let there be light. You know, I led a musical that was called that one time. I directed it. It was called Let There Be Light. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful musical. It was at Easter time. But it's, you know, in the book, Let There Be Light. It's just, we need that hope. And right now, what we're seeing in this nation would can bring anybody down. I mean, it's just ugly. I don't know how else to put it. It's just ugly. I just got through on another talk show with another person about, you know, we're just talking about how horribly far we have come from what we were established to be as a nation and as a people under God. You know, and this is what happens when we forget who we are and whose we are. And, you know, I know that you are very dedicated. You homeschool your children, don't you?
Absolutely.
How old are you?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
How old are you?
So my oldest is 16, and then I have a 13-year-old boy and a 12-year-old little girl.
16, 13, and 12,
yeah.
Oh, those last two were kind of close together, weren't they?
Well, it's weird. It's every half the year they're 2 years apart, and the other half they're less than, you know, it changes. So
I have that with mine. My first three were real close together. I had three in less than 3 years. So they're real close together. And, you know, it was a challenge. But, you know, they were close. When they weren't fighting, they're all boys. So, but they were close. I was not the mother you were. I did not homeschool my children, but I did school them. I just didn't homeschool them. They they were brought up in the Word of God and have stayed with that. You know, it says in the Scriptures, "Raise them in the way they shall go, and they shall not depart from it." That doesn't mean they won't take a detour every now and then. They do that, as we do, but they will always come back.
But our school
to those
system,
roots.
Our public school system, makes it harder and harder for us to raise them in the Word of the Lord. It's you know, it does everything it can to disrupt that.
Yes.
And for that reason, I started homeschooling for a different reason, but once that sort of epiphany hit me, I realized why I was led to homeschool my children.
Well, it's a good thing, and I admire all the mothers that do that. Now, I have daughter-in-laws that are school teachers, I just admire my daughter-in-laws and my sons. I think they're better parents than I was. I'm not going to speak for my husband. I think he was a good parent, but I just know my own shortcomings and when I wasn't patient. And yeah, I know that they're not perfect, but I see things that they're teaching my grandchildren and how they're nurturing them and bringing them through different things. And I'm thinking that they're just doing an awesome job, but they all know the Lord and they're just doing an awesome job. I hear music. We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're talking about our faith and our family and this nation today. And if you have seen the movie Let There Be Light, please give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Sam Sorbo and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
To CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Sam Sorbo. We're talking about faith and family. And of course, if you have seen the movie that's out, Let There Be Light, give us a call. We want to hear about that. And any encouraging words, because this is the week we should all 365 days of the year be thankful, and I try to do that, but this is the week where we concentrate on that. This is the week we sing Over the River and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go. So that's what I used to do with my kids. We live in the country, Sam, and we would always go to my mom's, which was just really over the hill, and but we took the back roads instead of the highway, and there was a little creek, and we had to go through there, and so I would sing with my kids as we went over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's House They Go, and we couldn't wait to get there for the turkey and all that that Mom had ready, and now I'm the one who does that. But this is a different year in my house. This year, I'm the one traveling. I have two daughter-in-laws. Every other year. Every other year is at my house, and then they go to their in-laws, my children's in-laws, on the other year. So we take turns. But this year, my daughter-in-law that's expecting, it's the every other year where they don't necessarily travel to my house, but they do every year because her parents live in Wisconsin. But she's expecting the 5th of December, and she says, Mom, I don't think I can travel. And I says, okay, we'll come there. And I was kind of kidding. I wasn't really trying to put her on the spot. But I'm bringing the turkey, and we're going down there, and we're going to visit. And another son and his family are going down there as well. So it's my first year to travel for Thanksgiving.
So, well, that should be interesting.
It should be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun watching the kiddos play. My one boy has three children, and the one we're going to, they have one little girl. She's three. She'll be four in January, and they're expecting then the 5th of December. So we're all excited to do that, but it's a little different. I'm the one traveling this year. But it is about family. It is about being thankful, and this is the week that we concentrate on that. And Sam and I are both really great believers in family. And I was mentioning on the other talk show that I was on just prior to this that it is so important, and I know that you're doing this, Sam, it is so important that parents take an active part in the spiritual lives of those children. They have got so much to fight in this world. They need to know who they are and whose they are and be grounded in their faith. In the other talk show, we were talking about some of the things that they're teaching in colleges. Now, we were talking about the public school system, but what they're teaching in college is just unbelievable. So it's just, it has to start from day one. You have to be there for those children. You have to get them prepared for this world. And I know you agree with that.
Well, I that's why I encourage parents not to send their children to public institutions for education, because our public schools are teaching children that they are products of evolution, accidents of nature.
Yes.
Which intrinsically says you have no value. If you're an accident, what kind of value can you have? And so they're teaching children that they're not worth anything. And then they're also teaching them that survival of the fittest is the law of the land.
Mm.
But hypocritically, they say, they instruct them not to bully. Survival of the fittest is the law of the land, but there's no bullying allowed, which is, of course, a hypocritical right on its face.
Right.
So the issue then is, if your child is going to school and being taught those things and being taught, even if it's just by omission, that the Bible is a silly book full of silly stories and fairy tales, how can you hope with 1 or 2 hours a week of goodness knows what your child is getting at church, frankly, because most parents drop their kids off at Sunday school and never ask the Sunday school teacher what's being covered in the classroom. And, you know, many Sunday schools, I won't say most, but a lot of them, you know, they put on a VeggieTales. And that's sort of the Bible instruction for the day.
I like VeggieTales. You know,
well, I'll tell you, the creator of VeggieTales regrets having created it.
Oh, I bet he does. I know that it did water things down. It did.
Yeah. Well, what it did was it turned Bible stories into vegetables. You gotta think of that for a moment.
Okay. Yes.
So you know, with the entire secular culture teaching your child that God is a myth, and that only silly people, ridiculous people, or evil people believe in God. I mean, look at the movies that are coming out of Hollywood. It's always the priest or the cop who's the bad guy.
Right.
Well, it's no wonder that children are demonstrating on the streets or on football fields against cops.
Because that's what they're taught.
That's what they've learned from our secular humanist culture.
To not respect authority. They do not respect authority. And we've seen that in the grade schools.
No, it goes further than that. They are being taught that authority is bad, is evil.
Yes.
That those in authority are necessarily evil.
Mm. Including parents.
So, Including parents, absolutely.
Yeah, they encourage
you.
Go ahead.
When you send your child to school and they come home with something for you to sign, mommy, you have to sign this. Teacher says you have to sign this. Okay, I'll sign it. You've just come under the authority of the school. Your authority has been completely undermined in the eyes of your child. And frankly, in your eyes too. How many parents are trying to sort of step up to the plate and perform for the school, according to the school's wishes and desires? Now, you mentioned that you have people in your family who are school teachers, and I feel sorry for the school teachers.
Oh, they have a difficult time.
They are working within a broken bureaucratic system. And everybody admits that it's broken. This is what I find so objectionable, is we've had 9 overhauls of our public education system in less than 3 decades. That's like one every 3 years, each one purporting to fix.
And it's never gotten better. The overhauls don't improve it.
It's only gotten worse. We're now like 27th in the world in world rankings for education. We're behind Lithuania. Nothing against Lithuania, but come on, you know, we're the United States of America.
Well, and I think it goes back to what you were saying. I wrote this down during the break. What is the lasting value? What is that everlasting value? What are we teaching our children? Like you said, they teach them that they're an accident of evolution. Therefore, they have very little value. I mean, anybody can go poof. And also that it's okay to act like a monkey. If that's where you came from, and I'm not trying to put monkeys down, but it's okay to act like an animal rather than to act like a human being and have control of your urges or have control of your temper, your emotions, and you know, we don't you have control over your education. It's up to you. You know, we don't teach them those things. We don't teach them responsibility. Well, you and I do. We teach ours, you know, I know how to work hard. But we don't teach them those in the public school system. We teach them that they're victims. We don't teach them to rise above. We teach them to sit there and be a victim.
Well, you know, we're going to be careful with how we word that. I think the system teaches them that they're victims.
Well, that's what I meant, not you and I.
Right?
I meant the system. Excuse me.
Right. And so, regardless of what the parents are teaching at home, if the children are spending 7.5 hours a day in an institution being taught certain things and with their entire social life infused with those ideas, you've got an uphill climb as a parent to preserve whatever sort of virtuous qualities you're trying to instill in your children. You've got an uphill climb. You're fighting against an entire bureaucratic system. And so I just say, keep them home. Why fight that fight? When I first started homeschooling, I was kind of, I was a little gleeful because I realized, wow, I don't have the early morning stress test of, you know, grab your lunch. Where's your shoe? Tie your shoe before you. Hurry up, we're going to be late. And then the drop-off line. And then the pickup line at the end of the day where you're sitting in your car and you're waiting. And if you get there early enough, you can be first in line. But then if your child doesn't come out of the school fast enough, you know, I skip all of that, right? And I'm like, this is awesome. It hadn't really occurred to me all the stuff that I would forego that I had found tedious. The bake sales, the fundraising, the all of that stuff, right? But then I realized that the preservation of the family bond that I was able to effect by not dropping my child off in someone else's care for 7.5 hours a day, someone else who was, whether you know, basically I would say unwittingly undermining my authority in front of my child.
Right.
Right? Because I don't blame the teachers in any of this. It's the system.
I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. We also have a caller that's holding, Bill from Arizona. Bill, keep holding. We'll get to you when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Sam Sorbo. We're talking about strength in family and faith and how it is our responsibility to take care of those children. They're our children. They don't belong to the village. They are our children. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Sam and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Sam Sorbo. We're talking about faith and family and the strength of this nation. And she is a homeschool mother, very proud of it. She spared her children the public school system here in the United States of America, which has been going downhill. We have a couple of callers. We're going to go to Bill from Arizona. Bill, how are you today?
Actually, it's Mel, M-E-L, from Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And you and I... We met once, by the way,
okay.
At the Paragon Foundation meeting in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And you were there with Derry quite a few years ago.
It was.
Anyway, the problems that we're having now, it's nothing new. It started way back when, but it really started to crest when we took away prayer out of school.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of it. And then we said, oh, abortion is legal. Which means that life is expendable. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
It has no value.
You know, it's up to you and me. It's not up to God. It's up to you and me to decide. Well, it's not. It's God's decision, I believe.
Mm.
And then finally, of course, we have television in Hollywood with all of the garbage that they put out. People have forgotten. We're responsible to God for those children.
Mm.
and we should be doing what we can to protect them. That's our job, our responsibility.
I like the way you worded that. It is our responsibility to protect these children. Thank you, Bill.
Exactly. God gave them to us, and he said, they're yours until they reach the age of maturity. It's up to you to guide them, to teach them, to nourish them. And we have forgotten that. We've turned that over to the government in many cases. Mm. And you were right about the homeschoolers. They are the ones who are excelling. And why are they excelling? Because they're living. The parents have got standards, and they make them live up to those standards. They don't sit there and turn the other cheek.
Now, what you're saying is very clever, and I'm going to give you a little tip. It's not that we took prayer out of the schools. It's that when we removed the Bible, we did not remove religion, and we need to rephrase what happened. We replaced Christianity with secular humanism. That was a cataclysmic shift in our public school system that the culture will not be able to withstand much longer. So right now you have people out there who say, well, I don't believe in slavery. Well, that's great. Why not? Because at the same time they say, well, I don't believe in God, right? So you ask them why they don't believe in slavery. Well, they just know it's wrong. The reason that they know it's wrong is because they've grown up in a Judeo-Christian society that has upheld Christian virtue over the past 200 plus years. The problem that we're facing now is that we are accepting slavery on other terms without even realizing it, because our virtue is no longer tethered to Christian morality. Our virtue has become untethered, and it's just whatever's right in the moment. And so by putting children in a public school system that teaches them that they're accidents and that life is not valuable, that life is expendable, as you put it, we're going to have a whole, you know, crop of, I mean, we're already seeing it. We're already seeing the repercussions there.
Oh,
that's why I promote homeschooling. But the other reason I promote homeschooling is because parents, you have to understand, you've been given your children. They are gifts from God. Why would you send a gift to someone else to unwrap?
Oh, good point.
So parents, you say to me, oh, you know, I don't have the patience to homeschool. I just don't have the patience that you have, Sam. I look at them and I say, well, maybe God gave you your children to teach you patience. Have you thought of it that way?
Right.
Well, so, and that's why my book is called They're Your Kids.
Go ahead, Mel.
Yep. They're your kids. They don't belong to the system. And I don't know why anybody would choose to institutionalize their children. Children belong outdoors, discovering God and nature and all of the wondrous things that that God has put on this earth for us.
Mel?
You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. Why are the homeschool kids excelling?
Because they're doing a better job.
Right.
They're being taught better.
Because the home, because mom and dad, good enough isn't good enough. You know, the old saying, good enough doesn't work.
Okay, there's also this. Homeschooling is not terribly well understood for people outside the community. One of the things in home education that I stress is that education is not about putting a bunch of information into a little child robot like they do in our public schools, right? They put the kid on a conveyor belt, and then they have a series of teachers or industrial workers, right, who just sort of stuff the child full of information. That's not what education should be. Education should be the process of learning how to learn. And
learning how to think.
So what happens is in home education, typically, not all the time, but I think more typically, children learn that learning is fun because children are innately curious.
Oh, yeah.
And our education system kind of beats that curiosity out of them. But home education allows them the freedom to learn sort of what they want to learn. And yeah, you put rules down and you require that the children learn certain things, but you try to ignite their passion for learning. And that's what the schools can't possibly do, because when you have industrialized education, and our education system was developed during the industrial era, you end up with an industrialized situation that does not apply to human beings.
they're trying to give us a one-size-fits-all system.
That's right.
Just not the way we are made as people.
That scenario is exactly why we're coming up with all these drugs for the children that they say are misbehaving. And, I have a little issue with that as well. You know, they want to put them on drugs to make sure that they sit in their chair and behave themselves.
Be a nice little boy and follow the curriculum and do what we want you we want you to learn when we want you to learn it. Be a nice little machine is what they want.
We're in the home. They can learn and apply those skills or those things that they've just been taught. Say your math. What a better way to learn your fractions than in the kitchen? You can learn those in the kitchen. Thank you, Mel.
You
I appreciate your call. We're going
right,
to go real quickly
now.
To Ray from Illinois. Ray?
Hi, Bethann.
There you
Hi,
are.
Bethann.
How you doing?
I was just wondering if you had gotten the picture I sent to you, and it's got the three crosses on the hill. And what it says is only one Black Friday offers eternal savings.
Yes, I got that. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Ray.
Right.
I appreciate that. You know, Sam, we're talking about a lot of things, but the most important thing here is with our family and our children. And so many parents don't, you know, they go into it blindly. I know I did. I was young. I was very young when I started my family. And we go into it blindly, but yet with love. And I was a Christian even at that time. I was a young Christian. I didn't homeschool. My children did go through the public school system, but they turned out okay because they were grounded at home. But that's not the case with a lot of them. And if I had it all to do over again, I think I would probably homeschool them. And I know that I'm watching my grandchildren go through school now, and some are preschool. They're not in school yet. But I see what my daughter-in-laws are dealing with in the school system. And you know, how they are trying to take a stand. And my one daughter-in-law, her husband, my son, is a pastor. And they kind of feel like they may be the only Jesus that some of those children ever see. So they try to show the love and the kindness. And you know, they have to be careful. You have to be careful. But they're doing the best they can and trying to evangelize as well as raise their own children. And we're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. I want to hear from somebody who actually went. I know you have. I know they have because they've talked about it. Let There Be Light. Have you seen the movie Let There Be Light? I want to hear your opinion on that as Sam and I discuss family and faith and being thankful. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Sam and Beth Ann will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do.
Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. CSE Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We're talking about faith, family, and being thankful, and we have Lance from Texas calling in. Lance, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I have an answer to your question about the public schools. In about 1829, I believe there was a Massachusetts state senator who went over to Germany to study the German public school system. Oddly, he went to Prussia, and the Prussian system was designed to teach the students, not educate them. See, now, private education at the time was designed to educate them. This was to teach them how to think for themselves. The Prussian system taught them how to think
like they were being
an organism.
Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, exactly. And he came back in 1830, and then by 1831, I believe, somewhere 1832, it was implemented in Massachusetts, back when states used to actually kind of be states. Mm-hmm. And then it spread from there like the octopus it is.
Okay.
But anyways, just
my little history there.
Worth.
Okay. I appreciate it, Lance.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Lance. You have a happy Thanksgiving, by the way. You know, Sam, we keep talking about these kids and what they're learning in the public school system, and it's pretty bad. And if you even go in and look, I've told my listeners many times, we talk about these elections here and there, and I said there's no election more important than your local elections. While it's important who we elect as senator and representative and president, the ones who live where you are, the ones who are choosing the curriculum in the public school, those school board members, you know, if you look at the curriculum that they use, and I'm not sure, I know homeschoolers, they have some of their own curriculum, but if you look at the literature and the school books, the curriculum that they're learning, you can see all kinds of problems just in that in and of itself.
Well, yeah, and I go into that in my book, They're Your Kid. I talk about how, you know, there are a lot of parents who are blissfully unaware of the degradation that's invaded our schools, the curriculum, right? Mm-hmm. Every time they revamped the curriculum, they degraded it. And so now with Common Core, you know, they implemented Common Core without even testing it.
Oh, my.
That's like putting your kids on a school bus and saying, oh, you didn't test the brakes? That's cool. Just drive carefully. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other thing that they've done with Common Core is they've done dumbed down the math, which I take personally. I happen to be a big fan of mathematics. For instance, instead of teaching algebra standardized into the eighth grade, they've standardized it into the ninth grade. Now, I had a teacher who actually ran an after-school math help program say to me that she liked Common Core. She thought it was good because then everybody would be on the same page across the United States. We'd have sort of a uniform level of accomplishment, of achievement for our students. And I said, but what if the level was worse than it had been before they instituted Common Core? And she said, well, I never thought of it that way. So, you know, people get sort of seduced by this sort of flowery language, this, oh, this will be great because everybody will be the same. And I look at that and I reject it on its face. But even if you accept it, you're saying everybody, if you're happy that everybody's the same, what same are you happy about? What level of same are you happy about? Mm. And of course, if they're slowing everything down so that the slowest child among all the children keeps up, or not even the slowest, just the least motivated child can keep up, then necessarily all of the bright children who are somehow, you know, enthusiastic about learning have to be held back. And I just disavow that right on its face.
It is. Well, they even had, before that, they had in this area, when my children were in school, something they called the Success Program. And it was horrible. They picked it. The children got that, really, they were running the class. They picked out their own spelling words. And if you go in and if you look at what's going on in the public school system, they're no longer teaching cursive. Children don't know how to read, how to write, or read cursive. So if I write something on the cards to some of my grandchildren, they don't all, but they're getting taught to. But a lot of children do not know how to read cursive. And that bothers me, you know, but picking out their own spelling words, well, I know it would have been nice if we could pick out our own spelling words. But instead of having a spelling book where you have to learn the word, learn how to spell it, learn how to use it, learn its meanings, and then use it in sentences. I mean, that's how we did it when I was a kid, you know, and you wrote, by the time the end of the week was there, you really should have known how to spell that word because you had used it all week long. Every day in the classroom, in the spelling book, with the activities that went along with that particular word or whatever it was, you know.
Right.
And so I think that people tend to not understand that what's going on with the public school system. It's like they're in these offices and they're trying to think up stuff, and it's all kind of dumb stuff and dumbing down the children instead of – I think it was Mel that said they're teaching. No, it was Ray teaching them to teach instead of to learn instead of to learn how to. I can't remember now how he worded it, but
no,
education.
They're teaching them what to think.
That's it. Thank you. It was so simple, and I lost it. But the education. If you can't teach a child how to learn something on their own, if they don't know how to do it, they need to know, figure out how to do it, whether it's taking something apart and putting it back together. I never was really good at math. Apparently, you're very good at math. But I always looked at it as a puzzle, something to figure out. I wouldn't say I was great always getting the last piece in that puzzle, getting it right, but I didn't hate math. I just, it was a challenge to me. It was quite a challenge. But, it's...
Well, for instance, the schools, I remember in school, if you were good in math and science, then you weren't good at reading and writing. And that's just a lie. Nothing could be further from the truth. But our schools have separated education as opposed to teaching that education is a whole. And what is the point of education? It's to learn about God and this earth, right?
Absolutely.
And but they've separated from that. And so now the purpose of education is college prep and career readiness. Well, if that's the highest aspiration you have for your child, then good luck to you. That's really sad to me.
It is.
But that's
sad.
What we've allowed our education system to sort of dictate to us. And
it's
time
exactly.
that we take that back, because they're your kids, right?
Absolutely.
They belong to you as a parent. And can I just encourage people to go to my website,
samsorbo.com.
They can find my book there.
Samsorbo.com?
Yeah, samsorbo.com. And I also published a book called Teach From Love. It's a family devotional to do with your children that will promote discussions of godly virtues in your house. And so even if you send your children to school, you can still have these conversations. And by the way, if you have a favorite teacher, this would make a great book for the teacher to bring into the classroom and discuss these things with her students.
We are out of time, Sam. Thank you so much for spending
Thanks
the time
for having
with
me.
Us. And have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. You've been
yes,
listening to CSE Talk Radio, and it's time to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.